Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. Thank you all for joining us here on D&K Bible Break on tonight, Monday, August 29th. I want to welcome everybody. Thank y'all for tuning in. Pray that everybody is having a good Monday. Happy Monday to everybody. Pray that you all have a blessed week. Tonight we're going to be talking about something that I believe we can all relate to. It may be worded a little different, but I believe we all can relate to it. So I do have my husband on the line as well. Did you want to say anything, husband?
Go ahead.
I will just go ahead and open this up in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you this afternoon, this evening, just thanking you for everything that you've done thus far. We ask that you be in the midst on tonight, decrease us and increase your spirit within us. Let the words of our mouth, the meditations of our heart be acceptable in your sight. Lord, we thank you for whatever you're going to do. We ask that your spirit just flow and that your people hear what we're trying to say based off of the things that you have given us to present on tonight. Lord, I ask that you continue to watch over our loved ones, our family members, our friends, our associates, our church families, Lord. I ask that you just protect everyone, keep everyone safe and under your loving arms of protection. Lord, we ask these things in your name. Amen. So tonight we're going to talk about puzzle pieces of life. And I think like during the pandemic is when I got back into doing puzzles. I found them to be relaxing, and I just enjoyed putting the puzzles together. So I was thinking about, you know, because I like putting puzzles together, I tend to choose the puzzles that look like they're going to challenge me. The ones that I really have to think about and to think like, okay, how I'm going to put these together. And I find sometimes when I'm working on a puzzle, I'll start it. And then if I get kind of like stumped on what piece goes next, I'll walk away and then I'll come back and I'm like, okay, you know, I end up finding the piece that I'm looking for. And a lot of the times when you're doing a puzzle, you have, if I could say color-coded, because there's a design on the box, and that design tells you how the cover tells you how what the final product is going to look like. So I like to set things aside, like these colors over here, these colors over there, and, you know, just so you can see the flow of how it's going to be, you try to separate the puzzle pieces. And as we know, puzzle pieces can range from as little as like 8 pieces up to thousands of pieces, which means they come in, you know, sizes as well as very small pieces. And before you start to put a puzzle together, most people need a visual of the box. We need to be able to see how the puzzle should look when finished, because inside the box, all we see are fragmented pieces of various shapes and sizes that don't seem to fit anywhere or form anything beautiful. A lot of the times we try to even force pieces together that don't go. And I'll explain that a little bit later, but we try to force pieces that don't go. And when I was studying about puzzle pieces, all the puzzles in the world, there's only 2 types of puzzles. Either they're going to be a ribbon cut puzzle or a random cut puzzle. So tonight we're going to be talking about the 2 different types of cuts of the puzzle. And if you can, go with me in the spirit, because what I'm saying, I want you to hear it. You can visualize it in the natural, but just try to hear what I'm trying to say. So I'm going to break it down like this. We all play a part in this big puzzle of life. And I'm going to give you the definition of the ribbon cut puzzle and the random cut puzzle. So the definition of the ribbon cut puzzle: cut on a grid, clear lines both vertically and horizontally, can be built line by line at a time, and the shapes and sizes, they're fairly consistent. The random cut pieces do not follow a grid. They're individually shaped, like clustered pieces, no lines of pieces. Those are, to me, those are the more challenging puzzle pieces, the random cut pieces. Now, with the ribbon cut pieces, I'm just going to say it like this. The Lord knows what each individual box cover looks like. Jeremiah 29:11, we all know that scripture. So I'm going to actually pull it up here and go to the scripture. I know we all know it, but I'm going to read it. I'm going to actually read two scriptures, Jeremiah 29:11, if you want to get that. And then I'm also going to be reading Jeremiah 1:5. So I'm going to start with Jeremiah 29:11. So let me pull that up here. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." The Lord knows what each individual's box cover looks like. So he already knows the plans. He has the outline of the box of your puzzle, this puzzle that we call life. He has the outline. He knows what it looks like. He knows the final product. So I'm going to also read Jeremiah 1:5. And that says, "I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as my prophet to the nations." Now, some pieces in life, when I'm talking about the ribbon cut, remember the ribbon cut, those are the ones that are clear lines, built line by line. They're clear. You know, if you can vision something that's like, it just lines up, and it lines up perfectly. So some pieces in life we can clear as day, like the ribbon cut, line by line at a time, and everything is pretty consistent. Like when you allow the Holy Spirit to lead you and later find out that what you said or did made such a difference in someone's situation, it could have been, you know, you giving somebody a hug, you saying some kind words to someone, giving them a smile, a meal, or just helping them when they really needed it. You allow the Spirit to use you to fit in that person's puzzle for that time. Now, yesterday I had a situation that I spoke to with about one of my church members. And I mentioned a situation to her, and she was on it just like that. That reminded me of a ribbon cut. She was on it. It lined up so perfectly. There was no bumps. It was just like she knew of it. I knew of a need. I shared that need with her, and she just handled the need. To me, that's ribbon cut. And you're meeting the needs of people, and it just lines up so perfectly. That's like a clear, like when you're being led by the Spirit, it just lines up perfectly. And I consider these jumbo pieces because they may seem like small gestures to you, but they are major pieces to someone else on the receiving end. Major pieces. Like we don't even know. We're thinking, oh, we're just doing something nice. But that's like, it's kind of like you're altering someone's life and you don't even know it. Another clear example I'm going to share with you. On Saturday, my grandson was born. Welcome to this world, little knowledge. But he was born on Saturday at 1:36 a.m. So I was there with him. When my daughter gave birth, I was there and everything. And I had got invited to a conference that Saturday morning as well, which I had to be there at 8 a.m. I didn't leave the hospital until 3:30. I got home at 4:30. So I went to sleep for a little while, and my husband's like, you might as well just, you know, stay home, get some rest. You've been out all night. And I'm like, no, I need to press through because I wanted to get to this conference. And I'm like, the Lord has something. So I pressed, and I went to the conference. I ended up sitting next to a lady. I did not get her name, But we sat together just side by side. It was an auditorium. So it was like, you know, auditorium, stadium seating. We were just sitting, happened to sit by each other. And I went with a friend. And the lady that was sitting next to me, you know, we take a break during the conference. So it was break time. And she's like, how can I pray for you? And I, you know, we talked and I told her about my grandson being born. And then she told me what she needed prayer for. So we did all of that. And then we went our separate ways. We had lunch and everything. We came back. I couldn't find her, but because I was like, I'm saving her seat because she was sitting right next to me. And I'm like, I'm just going to save her seat, but I never seen her. And then so when I left, I ended up seeing her when I was getting ready to walk out the door. I said, I was saving your seat. I don't know what happened to you. She's like, oh, I went down closer because she couldn't see that well. And she's like, by the way, what did your daughter have? And I said, a little boy. That's all I said to her. And I ended up leaving the facility, and I had to go home, take a little hour and a half nap because I had another event to go to at 4. So I took a little nap, and then I get a text from the lady that I went to the conference with, and she said, whoever you were talking to, she left a gift here for your grandson. And I'm like, what? She's like, what's your address, and I'll bring it to you. So my friend brought the gift over. And I took the gift to my daughter at the hospital yesterday. And I'm like, this lady didn't even know me. And she just got my grandson a gift. So I took the gift. I gave it to my daughter while she's in the hospital. Come to find out, my daughter, you know, she got released from the hospital today. And whatever was in the bag that the lady got, it was the right size, like preemie. And out of everything that my daughter packed, that was the only thing that he can fit on his way home. And he wore that outfit from this lady that – and I'm like, that's like a ribbon cut. It's clear. Like the Lord just works things out. And that lady she don't even know what kind of impact that she made. I'm like, this is his first little outfit that he wore home. You don't even know the impact that you made. And I don't even know her name. So whoever she is, God knows who she is. And I pray that he gives her a double, triple blessing because she don't even know what she did. But that's the ribbon cut. When things are clear, those puzzle pieces, they just clear. They just line up. Everything just lines line by line at a time where they're supposed to go. That's because you allow the Lord and the Spirit to lead you. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, we don't lean to our own understanding. We all know that scripture. I also want you to look up Proverbs 16 and 19. That's 16 and 9, I'm sorry. That's a great scripture with allowing the Spirit to lead you. We have to let the Spirit lead us. That's the only way that things will line up the way the Lord wants it to line up in this puzzle piece that we call life. So I gave you Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. That's when you let the Spirit lead. Proverbs 16 and 9, let the Spirit lead. I'm going to just read this other scripture, Psalms 37 and 23, if you want to write that one down. And that one says, the Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Those little things that you think mean nothing, they mean a lot to somebody else. So I encourage you to allow the Lord to lead you because he will make situations plain. And when it lines up, you know that's nothing but the Lord. When it lines up perfectly, those are ribbon cut pieces to this puzzle of life. Lines up perfectly. Husband, you want to say anything before I go into the other cut?
No, I want you to go ahead and go into the other cut.
Okay. So we went over the ribbon cut. Those clear lines, they line up just perfectly when you let the Spirit lead. That I want you to make sure that you make a note of that. Let the Spirit lead. Because if the Spirit is not leading you, you know, you could have a mess on your hand. You have puzzle pieces all over the place that don't fit, and you're just trying to make them fit. The other thing that I've studied was the random cut puzzle pieces. They do not follow a grid. They do not. These pieces of life, a lot of the times, they challenge us in many ways, and they are the ones that keep us on our knees in prayer, like you praying for your unsaved loved ones. Or maybe your health is failing, or you have a diagnosis, your marriage is falling apart, your employment is unsteady. These pieces that we can't see how they will work out. These are the pieces, you know, we don't know how these pieces are going to fit. We don't know how they're going to fit together because sometimes they just don't make sense to us. These are the random pieces. They don't make sense. It's like, it doesn't look right. I don't think it's going to go there. And they just don't make sense. And these random cuts, let me read you scripture. 1 Peter 5 and 10, it says, "And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you." I believe the last time we were on the air, that's the same scripture that I read at that time as well. These are the random pieces. We may go through some things. We may go, but the Lord is right there to strengthen, confirm, restore, and establish us. That's for those random cut pieces, those unexplainable things that we go through. You know, the unexplainable things that take us off guard. We're not expecting it. We don't like the way it feels. We don't like the way the direction that it's going. And not only do the random pieces, those can also be, they can be good things. They don't always have to be something negative or something drastic that's happening in your life. The random pieces can also be like you witnessing a real life in your face miracle, like how a situation you faced, it seemed unchangeable, or it could have been, you know, you watching something play out that had to be nobody but God. I had a friend, her son was in an accident over this weekend, and when I look at the vehicle that he was in, I'm like, that's nothing but God that he is still here. Those are those random cut pieces. It could be something drastic, and it can be something like just so miraculous that you're like, no, so that piece had to fit. But it's not that you made it fit. You didn't do anything to fit. Those are things that the Lord, he's in control of all the situations. And the scripture that I wanted to give for the random pieces, let me pull that up. That's going to be Romans 8 and 28. I know this is familiar scripture to everybody, but it says, "And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them." And we know that. The situation is, it has to work out. And when the Lord does it, it's smooth. There are no bumps. No bumps. A lot of the times, you know, when you're putting the puzzle together, what I find is the pieces that go together that you can see that just fit so smoothly, you can easily do those. The easy pieces, you can just put them together. But the ones that challenge you, those are the ones you got to just look if they does it really fit there. And a lot of times we could be trying to put a puzzle piece in a space where it doesn't go. And that could be like situations where we have things in our life. The Lord may not want you to be friends with that person right now. Let's say you, or even if you were friends, you say, okay, maybe y'all fell out. That puzzle piece didn't go there right there. Maybe y'all needed time apart to grow and become who God called y'all to be. And then y'all come back somewhere long, you know, later down in the puzzle. And when you know you're doing things right, it just fits smoothly. You don't, like I said, you don't have the bumps. You know, a lot of times you know your puzzle pieces are in the right places because you can run your hands over the puzzle and it's just smooth. And it's just smooth and that's because you're letting the Lord lead you. People still follow me. You're letting the Lord lead you when it's smooth. So you have ribbon cut and you have random cut. And a lot of the times we get a lot of random cuts because we're not letting the Lord lead us with the ribbon cuts and allow things to flow the way the Holy Spirit wants them to flow. And I'm sure that we all have situations where, you know, we didn't know how that situation was going to work out, but by the grace of God, it did work out. And a lot of times people like to call these coincidences or chances or just you know, fill in the gap forever, any word that you want to use there. But, you know, we don't believe in coincidence. Nothing happens outside of the will of God. If the Lord wants something to happen, it's going to happen. I don't believe in things happening by chance, you know, in this life. I feel that every puzzle piece, every person, every job, every opportunity that you have, those are your puzzle pieces in your life. And if you allow the Lord to lead you, the puzzle pieces will line up and they will fit where they're supposed to fit. But if you don't let the Spirit lead you, you're going to have some bumpy pieces that they don't fit in that area because, you know, you're just trying to force the pieces because you want them to go there. So, husband, I'm going to let you talk.
No, you're doing good about the different puzzle pieces and how they work. And what I notice is I'm not a puzzle person. I could do the easy puzzle, the 8-piece puzzle, put it together real easy all day, every day. But when it comes to the puzzle that's challenging you and it's difficult, I'd rather not do it. And I'm just talking about puzzles now. I'm going to take it to a spiritual level in a minute. But just doing a random puzzle, I'm just not a puzzle person. And the teaching that you're bringing out tonight is excellent teaching because this separates the real from the unreal. Because our life is a puzzle, and we have to put it together. There's some pieces you put together easy, and it's just common. It makes common sense. And then when you get a little difficult, we have a tendency to act like kids with puzzles. And what I mean by act like kids with puzzles, as growing up, I didn't have too many puzzles, but the puzzles that I did have, I used to try to put them together and mix them together. And when you do that, you have a mess. And the reason I'm saying that, because as a kid, you really don't know no better, and you can't mix the two puzzles together. You have to have some type of maturity to separate the different types of puzzles and the pieces. And what a lot of times what I see a lot of kids do, and I did it as well, is I will mix the puzzle pieces together, what makes it impossible to put together, because all you have is a mess. And it takes a person who knows how to do puzzles to separate the mess that you didn't create it so you can put the puzzles together. But before you can separate the puzzles, we didn't made a mess. And where I'm going with this, I'm glad you said, let's think spiritually about this. A lot of us have made a mess out of the puzzles that was put before us, and we mixed it together. And when you mix it, all you got is confusion. And we all know confusion comes from the devil. And that's why we can't run our hand across the puzzle and it be a smooth piece, because it's jacked up, because you got stuff where it don't belong. And that's where you separate mature Christians from immature Christians, and being mature. In some areas in my life, I can be man enough to admit I'm immature. I'm mixing the puzzles that don't belong together, and I can't get it to work. Now, a lot of us want to blame it on everybody else, but that's a you thing. It's a Derek thing. I can't blame it on the devil. I can't blame it on because I mixed the puzzle pieces together. You're not supposed to do that. But people do that. They mix it together. And then they get mad and try to return it. But you can't return something that you've already opened and you mix it together. You can't return that. You can't return it unless you have the receipt. And what I'm saying is a lot of people, where I'm getting out of what you're teaching is a lot of people that need to repent and take the puzzles back to the store with the receipt and repent and ask for some help in order to put the puzzles together, because you're trying to put something together that doesn't belong. It doesn't fit. I'm just going to use an example, and then I'm going to let you continue to talk. I use marriage as since me and you doing the show, well, I use us as an example. I can't be married and doing things that I ain't got no business doing as a married man, because that messes up the puzzles. It messes it up. It creates chaos. It creates a mess. And you, no matter how you try to fix it, you can't put you can't do it. You can't fix that. Only if you return it with a receipt, you can get you can work it out. In other words, whether you repent from what you tried to do and tried to mess something up. And I hope people understand what I'm trying to say. When you get a puzzle, you need to do work on your puzzle. In other words, stay in your lane. And some people get faster. My wife can do a puzzle real quick and fast. It takes me a long time. And if I try to compete and race with her, I'm going to get frustrated because she's better at putting puzzles together than I am. Not saying it's a race, because we all know it's not a race, but you have to be patient and you have to know what you're doing, and you have to do it in God's timing by following the Holy Spirit in order to put it together. But if you're not following the Holy Spirit, then what you're going to try to do is you're going to try to jam two different type of puzzles together, and you're going to create a mess. That's why we live in a messed up world, in a messed up society. Even in the church, it's a mess because people are trying to mix puzzle pieces together, and they don't belong. And when you say they don't belong, what a lot of people don't like to do is repent. You have regrets, but you don't want to repent. And the only reason you have regrets is because either you got caught or you feel bad, and you want to make the situation right, but you don't ever want to repent. And that means take the receipt back to the owner and return it. And when you return it, they'll give you either A, you compensate you with your money, or you get another puzzle that you can put together. And all of what I'm getting out of what you're teaching tonight is people just need to repent and stop trying to mix puzzle pieces together that don't belong.
All right. All right. Well, to add to what you're saying about, you know, taking it back and repenting, it's okay to start all over and rebuild your puzzle. You know, sometimes you got to take it apart and you got to start all over. So you may have puzzle pieces that you're trying to fit here and there that don't belong. You may have, you know, like, you know, done some things in this life. You know, life can be hard at times, and, you know, we all make mistakes, and those mistakes, you know, they're bumpy. And those are the bumpy pieces in our puzzle. So it's okay to take that puzzle apart and rethink the pieces. And, you know, you got to let the Lord lead you and guide you on where the pieces fit. Because like I said earlier, he knows the end result. He knows what the cover looks like. You have to allow him to lead you on the design of how the puzzle pieces fit in your life. Even though you may have times where in your, you know, like I said, things don't seem like they're going the way they should go. And a lot of times I find that when you try to force situations, that's when you're putting the wrong puzzle pieces where they don't fit. We shouldn't be forcing anything. If you got to force it, it don't fit. If you got to force it, more than likely that's not the Lord. That's you wanting it to fit. You're not letting the Spirit lead you. If you every time you turn around, the situation is not working, okay, rethink it, repent, ask the Lord, okay, what puzzle piece needs to fit here? Ask him to guide you. You know, the harder puzzle pieces, the harder things in life, they require more patience. They take more time. They take more effort. Those are the random cut pieces. You just can't throw them together. You got to think about it. You got to take your time and be patient. That's the only way you can do those random cut pieces. Now, the ribbon cut pieces, you know, we tend to put the easier pieces together the first time. It's like when you can see it, you just put it where it go. And everything just lines up. All the colors are together. You got all the different whatever your cover looks like. It just lines up. So
let me ask you a question. So I'm 50 years old, right? I'm 50 years old. What do it look like if I get a 8-piece puzzle of a character of, like, let's just say for instance, a puzzle of Barney, you know, them little puzzles or mm-hmm. bear. I got four or five pieces, and I put it together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 50 years old, and I'm putting this puzzle together, which is very simple and easy. Don't that look kind of crazy to you a little bit? That a 50-year-old man is putting together
like
an eight-piece
puzzle? You're being lazy, unless you have some kind of disability.
We're not talking about
disability. If you're in your right mind and you're in your sound, of, you know, you're being lazy.
Right.
You just want to do something easy to pass.
Well, okay, but that's my point. And what happens yeah. with a lot of people, at least in my experience, and what I notice is you have people who've been in church 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, putting together pieces of puzzles that's eight pieces. And they've been doing it over and over. They never advance to go to something harder. And it's like, you know, you get a lot of people that wants to be deep and wants the finished product. You know, I can wait till my wife get done with a puzzle and I can go put the last two pieces in and act like I did it.
Yeah, you've done
knowing
that.
Knowing good and well, I didn't do it. I didn't touch. Right.
Right.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So when all the work is done, you show up and you put the last two pieces in like you did the whole thing. But in reality, only thing you've been putting together is them little eight-piece puzzles, and because it's easy, and that's the level you're on, even though you've been doing this for years. You never graduated to a different type of puzzle. So I'm going somewhere with this is because a lot of people who are in church started out good, and they put the little puzzles together, and that's where they stay. And they think because somebody else built the puzzle, the last two pieces you want to put in it and take credit like you did it because you've been doing it for so long, people just assume you put the big puzzle together. And that's, you know, why I say I have a problem with it. I used to have a problem. I don't care about it right now. But it because we're still growing and we're still going to make mistakes. And the thing that I'm trying to get out and hopefully people understand tonight is that it's going to take time in order to get everything worked out the way that the Lord wants it to work out if you're letting him lead you and guide you. And some people are going to get their puzzle faster than others, and it's okay because it's not a race. But the thing about it is when you're doing it, if you're doing it right, you feel accomplished, like you're accomplishing something. It's just like the person you said that met the need. It wasn't too big or too small for them. They just met the need. They put the puzzle piece right where it was, and it was a smooth selling. It's the same thing. I was on the football field the other night, the Central game. When we got to the stadium, and I didn't know who the lady was, and me and I think it was, Elder Dighton was with me. He can vouch for this. Before we could say anything, they welcomed us to come in. The welcoming was so, it was like, wow, okay, we ain't got to say nothing. They knew who we were, even though we didn't know who they were. And then another coach, a white guy, came up and just started talking to us out of the blue. He knew who we were. And again, made you feel special. It made you feel like, okay, this is pretty cool. And all of this, you know, and at the same time, you got to understand who we represent and whose we are at the same time. And because this is part of the puzzle, you know, they're opening their arms to us. We're okay. And we get it. But also at the same time, at the end of it was a great game. And we was on the visitor's side and a head coach. I didn't know he was the head coach, but I was over there talking with them for a while. And at the same time as talking to them as the game going on, the good game ended up going down to the very last second, and the game was over with. When the game was over with, as we walking across the field, I went to shake the coach's hand, and he shoved me. Not shoved me, but he, like, ignored like I was even in his presence. And for a minute, I was going to do a chaos on him, but I had to remember where I was at and what was going on. And 2 seconds later, someone tapped me on my back, and he apologized and shook my hand. And I understood exactly what was going on because, you know, I coached ball before. You don't really go up to someone after they lose a game. But if I would have acted like someone that never put a big puzzle together before, I could have used that opportunity and show and went off on him and said something, and then everything would have just been out of place. And a lot of times we as Christians, we do things and we get out of place because we're not used to doing or being led by the Spirit or putting the pieces where it's supposed to be. Everything isn't going to always look the right way. But the thing about it is there's a piece that's going to fit it, and it's going to be smooth, and no one will be able to mess it up as long as you keep your mind where it's supposed to be and being led by the Spirit. That puzzle piece fit perfectly. Now, this man came back, shook my head, he apologized, and I was like, wow, that was crazy, because I wasn't expecting him to apologize because I understood the situation. And see, this is where we as Christians, if you're in a church, whether you have a position or just you're just a member, we got to understand that when we're putting our puzzle together, everybody and everything isn't going to always look like it's supposed to look. But at the same time, it's all part of the puzzle. You just got to find the spot where it goes. And you can't get frustrated and get angry and try to jam something in there, because that's when chaos starts. And when chaos starts, we all know chaos doesn't come from the Lord. It comes from the devil. And whenever that starts, confusion, that's what happens, confusion. And people stir up a lot of confusion because they don't know how to be patient, because they never practice it. They've been doing that little stuff. And when it comes time to do big stuff, they don't want to take the time that it takes to put in. And it takes a lot of patience, and it takes a lot of love and a lot of forgiving and a lot of things that you have to do. And it takes the scriptures to work with the situation. And we, as what we got to try to teach, is we have to teach patience, we have to teach love, we have to teach forgiveness, and we also have to teach, you know, you're not better than everybody else. Just because you can put an 8-piece puzzle together don't mean that you have arrived. It doesn't mean that you're ready for the next step. Because I could put those little pieces just as good as anybody. But give me something that's complicated, that's hard. Let's see what happens. Let someone hurt my feelings. Let's see how long I stay in the Spirit. Let someone talk about me. Let's see how long I stay in the Spirit. And see, this is what we're talking about. Because if you don't, you're gonna have a puzzle that's jacked up and it's not going to fit. And it's not going to look right. And a lot of times, if you just look in the mirror, you got to ask yourself, do it look right? Because if it don't look right, it's something that you're doing. You can't blame nobody else but you. Because if someone hurt you, okay, that's their issue, not yours. Get over it. Keep it moving. And if you think Jesus is going to feel sorry for you because somebody hurt your feelings, then you clearly have not read the Bible. Because Jesus' feelings got hurt a lot, but he still had a mission to do. He still had a puzzle to put together, and he couldn't get caught up in stuff like that. He had people betray him. We have people betray us. We want to lead a church. We have people betray us. We want to talk about it. We want to fight. We want to pull our gun. We want to do everything but what Christ tells us to do. So the reason puzzles ain't been put together in the church correctly is because we don't have the patience. We don't have the love. And that's really what I get when you teach this lesson. That's what I'm getting out of it. So hopefully someone else is getting something out of it, and I'm just not jibber-jabbing. But when you talk about the different cuts of puzzles, there's only two types. There's only two types of people. Either you say it or you're not. Either you got it or you don't. And ain't nobody perfect. So sometimes you got it, but sometimes you got to work on some things because everything about myself or you is not right. And we got to work on those type of things. And there's nothing wrong with starting over. Nothing wrong with starting over. But the thing about it is when you start over, it's not starting over. It's how you start over. if you can repent and start all over again, you're a new person. It's a whole new puzzle. That's what I got. Are you there?
I'm here, but I need you. No, I'm here, but I need you to keep going for a second.
That could be dangerous. Okay.
Give me a second.
You got it. You can take a few of them. But anyway, talking also about the puzzle pieces and everything that we got to put together, and we got to, before you can put it together, you got to spread it out. And one of the things that I'm learning with myself is the fact that every day that I'm changing, every day that I wake up, it's a new Derek, because some of the old Derek has died. And I feel real good about that. I feel real comfortable about that, because I'm not the same person that I was yesterday. And if you're looking for the same person that was yesterday, it doesn't exist anymore, because the Lord has shown me, especially over the last few months, how he's elevating not just me, but the people that are around me are being elevated. And it's like, it's an awesome thing when you look at it. It's awesome. I was talking about the football game. You know, that whole scenario is awesome to me, because it's a platform for ministry. You know, it's not just going to a football game. There's ministry there. And the way that we handle ourselves, whether it's at a football game or a grocery store, it means a lot about your character and your relationship with Christ, because there's ministry there. And if you don't think that there's ministry there, then I question your walk. Well, I'm not going to question your walk. I just question, are you really called? Because everywhere I turn, I'm starting to see ministry. And even when I go to work, there's ministry there. I went to work today, and they were like, are you sure you're supposed to be here? And I said, you know, you at least need to take 2 weeks off. And everyone wanted to give me time off. But again, like I told them, you know, the Lord got me. You know, he's not going to let me do anything foolishness or anything like that. But also, it's a testament of I could be in the hospital for a week and be right back at work the next day. Well, what kind of God do you serve? That's the question that's being asked. There's ministry there. When you go to the supermarket or the grocery store, there's ministry there. And it becomes your life. And if your life isn't about ministry, if your life is only ministry when you get around the church people, then I wonder about your puzzle. If your ministry only has to be about what you can do for other people or how you bless other people, and you got to brag about it, then I question your ministry. Because as I'm seeing things, and I'm meeting a lot of good people and great people with good opportunities, it's all about ministry. And when you talk about ministry, it's about, okay, how can I minister Christ in this situation? And we have to know how to minister Christ, because we have to be led by the Spirit. And sometimes we want to wait until it's over with, and then we put the last piece of the puzzle, like we put the whole puzzle in there. But when it takes time to build things, it takes time. You know, someone was saying to me, and I was sharing with my wife, and I even think I shared with the pastor, you know, people can always tell you what's wrong with the church. This, you need to do this, you need to do that. And I was speaking with someone yesterday that was saying that, you know, why don't we do this, why don't we do that? And I said, for as much as you say what we don't do, what are you doing? And so you can go to any church, I don't care what church you go to, you're going to find everything ain't perfect. Everything is not right. But the question is, what are you doing to do what you're doing? Are you putting your puzzle together so when we look down at you, that it's getting put together? Because we can't worry about what other people are doing and not doing, because that defeats the purpose. And sometimes God is going to let things happen to see what you're going to do. Are you going to stop and be a spectator, or are you going to try to fix the problem? Or not fix the problem, are you going to stay in your lane and do what he called you to do? But when you in everybody else's business, your body is freaky. You know, it's like, you know, my wife was talking about her grandson that was just born, he was born with six fingers. And the reason I say that is because it is not normal to have six fingers. But yet in this case, you know, born with six fingers, they got to do some things to take care of that. And what I'm saying is sometimes when you start putting your nose places where it don't belong, okay, you're going to start smelling stuff you don't want to smell. And it's not pleasant to the body, and not at all. But if you do what you're supposed to do and how you're supposed to handle certain things, then everything will work the way it's supposed to work, is all what I'm trying to say. Hopefully I'm making sense when I say that. But you can't put your nose where your foot is and expect it to work. You can't do it. And if you do, it's not going to look right. It's not going to smell right. And it's just not right. So the moral of what I'm trying to say is if you stay in your lane, everything will be okay. And I'm not saying that we can't complain or, well, I'm saying you shouldn't be complaining, but if you're doing what you're supposed to do, you don't really have time to complain. And the people that ask questions, well, why can't we do this? Why? And I said, well, why can't you just talk about what is right instead of everything that is wrong? And that's just my point. And I'm not talking about anyone at Praise Tabernacle. This is a conversation with someone that is in a different state. But even at my church, it is not about what's wrong. It's about what's right. And if the Lord is being led and the Spirit is being, you know, the Word is being, what are you doing? And stop asking the question what everybody else is doing. Because now you're worried about something that ain't got nothing to do with you. If I worry about what everybody else is doing, my work is lacking. And I'm going to say this because, you know, I don't want to get off the subject. When my wife know how I go, the sermon yesterday was about being a servant. And it was a great service yesterday, by the way. It was a great, tremendous service yesterday.
Amen.
But it hit home, and it chastised me, and I couldn't understand why. Why this sermon bothering me so much? And then as we were leaving church, and it was just bothering me, and my wife said, you know, we gotta give out food this week because we see the servant, what he was talking about, it was hitting me because I'm lacking in an area that we should be serving. And I was sharing this with someone. They're like, man, you're too hard on yourself. You just do, and they're talking about what I did. I said, look, I can't focus on what I did yesterday. I got to focus on what I got to do right now. There's a need right now. My pantry is looking kind of full. We got to get it looking empty. That's the purpose of what we're supposed to be doing. And that mindset, it really touched me because I didn't think I would get that far in life. But I'm like, we got to do something. I can't sit up here and listen to the sermon, and it was good. And I can't be an amen corner when yet it hits me to the point where it convicted me where I got to do more. I got to serve even better than what I've been serving. And I could be taking an excuse and doing them eight-piece puzzles and look like I've arrived and I've done a lot. Huh. I could look at my sickness and be like, okay, well, I'm sick, so I can't do this, and I can't do that, so I have an excuse. I have a pass. Well, I think Jesus was sick when he was carrying that cross being whipped, but he had a job to do. So I will not take time off or have a pity party or say I need some time to rest. I'm not going to do that. I was thinking about that at work today. You know, I may never have a mansion here on earth, but the Bible tells me that he went to prepare a place for me. So I can relax when I get there. I don't really need it down here right now. So I'm not trying to rest. But yet the sermon hit me. I couldn't amen like I wanted to because I was being convicted because are you really serving? And this is one of them difficult puzzles. This ain't one of them eight-piece puzzles. Because now we're in a whole nother level. And I don't need to pat on my back. Well, you do a lot. You do that. No, I do what I'm supposed to do. We do what the Lord is telling us to do, but we can do more. And that's what the sermon told me yesterday. That's what the message my wife is bringing out today with the puzzle pieces. You know, we got to do more. We got to do better. It's time to graduate from these little puzzles and go to them complicated puzzles. But when you get to the complicated puzzles, you got to be ready for complicated issues. Because everybody ain't going to love you. everybody ain't going to like you. And, yes, people in the church, I'm talking about people in the church, they're not going to love you, they're not going to like you. I don't care how good you do it, they still not going to like you. Anyway, I'm done, wife.
You know, in addition to what you were saying, though, when you're putting a puzzle together, the puzzle comes in a box. Most puzzles come in a box. Some come in a bag, but if they come in a box, bag, whatever, there is a picture of what that puzzle should look like when it's finished. And we need to be focusing on the puzzle pieces in our life. A lot of the times we're trying to take our puzzle pieces and put them somewhere else, and they may not belong over there. At the same time, there are puzzle pieces that someone may have on their puzzle. It may fit my puzzle for the time being, but it may not be designed to stay there permanently. So I look at it like, you know, just going to church. Like you have, sometimes you're at a church and everything fits, everything flows, and everything is going lined up according to the way the Lord wants it. But, you know, something happens along the way, and then maybe the Lord tells you to do something different. Now, if you follow the Lord, you follow the Lord. I'm not talking about what your flesh is telling you to do. But if the Spirit is telling you to do something, then you follow what the Spirit is telling you to do. And when you do it, it will be seamless. It wouldn't be no hard feelings. It wouldn't be no drama. You would be able to still talk to that the other people at your previous church. It would be because we're all God's children. So it would all be seamless. And a lot of the times we get so caught up in somebody else's puzzle piece in their life, and we're trying to tell them where to put their puzzles. And we need to focus on your own puzzles to your life. If the Lord wants that puzzle piece that somebody else has to fit in your life, or he has somebody that he wants to put in your life for time being, but let the Lord do that. Don't try to make situations happen or make situations not happen. Let the Spirit lead you. Let the Spirit flow. And like I said earlier, I don't believe that anything happens by chance in this puzzle piece, you know, that we call life. Whether it's the ribbon cut, which is the clear, you know, the pieces that are clear as day, or the random cuts, you know, with the challenges, or even miracles. Those are, you know, the random cuts. The Lord brought everybody that's under the sound of my voice. This is the Lord's doing. The Lord wants us to let him put the pieces together. So if you're on the line tonight, this is part of your puzzle that the Lord wanted you to hear on tonight. So let him lead you in everything that you do. You're part of my puzzle. I'm part of your puzzle. As long as we follow the Spirit of the Lord, you know, we are all pieces to each other's puzzle at some point or another in our life. You know, we're all pieces to each other's puzzles. And the Lord knows what the cover of that box looks like in the end, like I said. So my thing for tonight, just I encourage you to continue to trust the Lord, pieces to the puzzles in your life, and let him make them fit. And you get out the way. Don't force pieces that he didn't design for you or he doesn't want you to use right now. Let him do the fitting of the puzzle pieces. And that's pretty much what I wanted to say. Just, you know, let the Lord lead you and guide you. The random cut pieces, let him lead you. Let him lead and guide you. Follow his Spirit. Ask him to order your steps every day that you wake up. Order my steps. Lord, what do you have for me to do on this day? How can I glorify you? Let him lead and guide you. Those random cut pieces, those challenges, things that happen in your life that we don't like, we don't have no control over, trust him no matter what it looks like. You may not like the situation. You may be like, Lord, why do I have to go through this? I didn't do nothing to nobody. I'm just trying to do things the right way, and then all hell breaks loose. Trust God with the random pieces. press them with the ribbon cut pieces. And I'm going to leave this scripture with you. Philippians 1 and 6, it says, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. The Lord started it, the Lord will finish it. He is the author. He is the finisher. I mean, he knows your story. Let him, you know, put the pieces together. Let him put the box together the way he designed it to be put together. And you step out the way. If you let him lead you, like I said, it will be smooth. You should be able to run your hands across it and be smooth. Not to say that we don't have random pieces here and there, but at the end of the day, though, even those random pieces have to fall into line. They have to fall into line. The challenges that you face, you may have to be more patient in situations. Some situations may take a longer time, but at the end of the day, allow the Lord to lead you. He's in control of everything. There's nothing that you can do, period. He's in control. Let him lead, and he knows what's best. So let him, you know, let him work on that, on your, the box of your, to your puzzle pieces in your life. That's all I wanted to say, Husband.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna have you. I'm gonna do some quick announcement. I'm gonna have you close this out since you did such an excellent job on the puzzle pieces. Again, another edition of D&K Bible Break. We will be on next Monday. I know it's a holiday, but the Lord is telling me to be on.
Amen.
He ain't telling me to take my time off. And also, we have some new things coming up. I just want to put out there in the atmosphere. One of the things we have coming up is you're going to be seeing a lot of different chaos shows coming up. We're going to do a sports show. We're also going to be doing random, just whenever the spirit hits, we're just going to go with it as far as if the Lord is leading us to go on a certain night, we're just going to go on a certain night. There ain't going to be no ifs, ands, or buts. We're just going to go because I'm feeling the Lord, is the harvest is ripe, and I just want to be able to use everything that I have around me to uplift the Lord. And I'm going to be preaching about it pretty soon, but it's just a different me. I'm in a different atmosphere at a different level right now, and I think the people that are surrounding me, that's pushing me, it's because of y'all that we're about to unleash some things because the harvest is right. And you know, I'm going to use this tool as much as I can, but we're going to have a sports show. I'm going to have some of the members of Praise Tabernacle. We're going to be doing fantasy football, talking sports, and just another avenue of letting people see us be real, but also be real in Christ. We're not going to, you know, just men, if women want to be a part of it, you know, if you want to know about fantasy, you want, fine, we're going to open it up. But we're going to use that fantasy football as a way of men getting together, just the comfort of our home. And we're just going to fellowship like that. Also, in the things that are coming up, I haven't discussed it with the bishop yet, but we want to do one night where we can just have people call in and just share their testimony. Just to do it, just so they can uplift them. You never know who you can uplift. We're going to be doing more things. I know we're going to try something Thursday night, just so we know. I'm going to put this out there. I don't want to forget. Omar, Zachary, and family will be live doing the live broadcast Thursday night as well. It's not going to interfere with any of our other services I got going on because we're making that point where we can do multiple things at multiple times. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the new direction we're going into. And the Lord is just blessing us. And when he's blessing us, there ought to be some growth. There ought to be some things that's just a little bit better. And you know, at the new level I'm on, you know, I ain't say that I'm on that the Lord has taken me to. No matter what's around me, it's all about doing the Lord's ministry. And I want to be able to wake up and do his ministry and not finish until I close my eyes and go to sleep so I can do it again the next day. All about fulfilling my whole day with doing ministry. I don't want to have to go to work and act one way at work and then act another way when I get somewhere else. I want to be consistent in everything that I do. And if I'm going to preach the gospel the way I preach it, I better preach it at work. I better preach it at the grocery store. I better preach it at home. I don't want to be like one of them people who on and off. So that's the level the Lord has taken me to. So you're going to be seeing a whole lot of different things with chaos. The D&K is getting ready to come up here pretty soon with I don't want to call it a revival, but we're going to do a D&K special night, special evening service, and I'm going to get the ladies of the church to be bringing the word. We're going to do something special for my man, Zach, the organ player. I just think that, you know, it's his senior year. He may be going away for college. Don't know. He may stay home. I don't know. But at the same token, I think we ought to uplift young men, especially young black men who are doing positive things in the community. And since he comes to our church every Sunday and he plays for us, I just think that we ought to look out for him. So we're going to – there's things that we got going on that I have going on. So I'm not going to slow down. I thank you all that prayed for me when I was in the hospital. I don't want to give the devil too much praise on that, but the whole time I was in the hospital, I was not thinking that I was going to retire and sit down and rest. That's the opposite of what I'm going to do. I'm going to work even harder because I see the blessings that the Lord is doing in my life, around my life, and in my life. So I can't really relax. And you know, I still don't have sight in my left eye. I'm cool with it. I'm content. I'm learning to live with it. And when people say, well, it sounds like you're giving up. No, I'm not giving up. But if you look at the scriptures and you look what I've preached over the past, you understand where I'm going with this, because God is going to get the glory. So I'm trying to just keep it to myself, because when it comes out, it's going to be a different shout. It's going to be different because you're going to see it live. It ain't going to be something that's recorded or was reported. You're going to see it live. So don't think that I'm about it, you know. So, but at the same time, you know, we're living with it. We know God is a healer. We've already claimed that weeks ago when it happened. So, you know, but we're good. Just to keep it up. You know, we ain't got sight in it yet, but the Lord is going to work it out. He's been working it out. And like I said before, God is good, and he's going to continue to bless us. He's taken, me and my wife are not perfect. We don't have all the answers. We're struggling just like everybody else, but the difference is the fact that we have a platform where we can work through what we're going through, and you don't even know we're working through it. We're working through it, and there's things we're working through. But at the same time, God gets all the credit. He gets the glory, and I'm a blessed man. I'm a blessed man, very blessed. So with that being said, football season is coming up, and we all know we rock still a nation with chaos, and we will be talking a lot about football and our fantasies, football league. So if you know some men that may not be saved, you just may want to get them with a group of men. This is what we do. This is how we do it. You know, if you want them to come to a football game, call us up. We'll get them to a game because it's fellowship. You know, you ain't always got to sit around and read the Bible to have fellowship. But if you live in the Bible the way you live, it will come out at a football game, just by the way you handle yourself. You don't have to be in a church setting. But at the same time, this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to build up our young men. And we're trying to build up you know, the ladies, trying to get them something to do. That's why D&K is going to have a special night for the ladies. Let them bring the word, and I know it's going to be good because the Lord already placed it on my heart. He said we need to do this in the community so other ladies, young ladies, old ladies can see the impact that the women have in the church. And you know, we're going to keep doing what the Lord tells us to do. We're just going to keep going with it, going with it, going with it.
Amen.
And all I got to say is I couldn't see a lot on Sunday, but when I was behind the pulpit, I saw something, and I shared it with the pastor, and it was a different feel, it was a different buzz in the building. Now, the Holy Spirit was there, always there, but it was something I can tell we're getting ready to graduate to a different level. And when you get ready to graduate to a different level, it gets exciting, but it also gets hard. We got some hard tests we got to pass in the next couple months. We got some hard tests we got to pass. So hopefully everybody's ready, and let's go to work. And like I believe Minister Tobin said, it's time to go to work. We got to go to work. You know, it's too late to be playing around.
Do your part.
Do your part. Yeah, and leave a little, well, I ain't going to say leave those little puzzles alone, but whatever puzzle you got, put it together and stay out of everybody else's puzzles. All right, wife, you can go ahead and dismiss us.
All right, so, you know, we have puzzle pieces that, and everything is clear, and then we have those pieces that, you know, they challenge us. So at the end of the day, nothing happens that God is not aware of. And he's always at work behind the scenes. So just continue to trust him and allow him to fit the pieces in your life that need to belong. So thank you all for listening on tonight. Pray that you got something out of what we said, what the Lord said on tonight. And that's it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for allowing us to come together one more time, asking that you continue to keep us safe, covered, and protected under your blood. Continue to be a fence all around us. Continue to help us with traveling mercies. Continue to just look upon your people, touch our hearts. So those that are hurting on today, we ask that you touch their hearts. And Lord, we ask that you continue to keep us safe throughout the week as we meet again on next week, according to your will. Thank you for everybody that's listening, and everybody have a good night. Happy Monday. Good night.